I live in Battle of Mesa, and I'm not concerned with the air quality because I know the facts.
Dwayne Knudsen works for energy company Ursa Resources and was one of 14 people who spoke out against the Air Quality Control Division's draft restrictions.
The facts are air quality is getting better. It's not getting worse, despite production going up. So we do have regulations, we follow them.
Knudsen said the APCD is moving too fast on the new rules. The proposed rules include statewide leak detection and repair requirements at least twice annually for all oil and gas infrastructure, expanding find and fix requirements to prevent leaks from pneumatic devices, closing the 90-day permitting loophole, which allows oil and gas drilling to move forward without an air permit, and strengthening statewide requirements to reduce emissions from storage tanks. Citizen groups involved in the rulemaking process, including Western Colorado Alliance and Grand Valley Citizens Alliance, have proposed another rule requiring more frequent inspections of all oil and gas facilities and infrastructure within 1,000 feet of homes, schools, businesses, and other public areas. If a leak is found, it must be repaired within a matter of days.
My name is Bonnie Smeltzer, and I moved to Battlement Mesa in 2002. I know firsthand that the gas drilling operations inside and around Battlement Mesa have caused me to have had headaches, eye irritation, lightheadedness, and nosebleeds. The same pollution problems can happen wherever a gas well pad is located. Strong tank emissions, odors, leaks, spills, pipeline leaks, diesel odors, exposure to benzene and other volatile chemicals, and lack of frequent inspections. This is not our fault. The industry has known this for years, and they have gotten away with it.
A recent study by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment found that people living near oil and gas operations face increased likelihood of exposure to benzene and other toxic emissions. But oil and gas emissions rules are more stringent in Front Range counties. West Slope residents and citizen groups want to see the same standards applied statewide.
I'm Leslie Robinson and have lived in the Rifle area since 1974, so I've experienced several oil, shale, and natural gas booms and busts. Just because our air is cleaner here doesn't mean that oil and gas or any industry should be allowed to pollute more. To protect our air for the next energy boom, improved air pollution regulations need to be in place now.
Opponents to the proposed rules say that uniform state standards are unnecessary because the air quality on the West Slope is good and the new rules would kill the natural gas industry.
I'm CJ Ryan from the Grand Junction Area Chamber of Commerce. As an organization representing business, a few items we would like considered are the following. The Western Slope is an attainment, which already proves there can be widespread development while meeting these exceptional standards. Secondly, the trickle-down effect from additional regulations, with companies finally deciding enough is enough, will be greatly compounded amongst the western rural cities and counties. Each time another overreaching rule is made, we lose businesses and employees in many other sectors, not only the oil and gas industry.
Grand Junction Renewable Energy Project Manager Christopher Campbell says the new rules would hold the oil and gas industry to account.
These rules will ensure all oil and gas facilities can do business within our state while protecting the lands they're privileged enough to use. These rules, standards, and regulations are not being proposed to put anyone out of business, take away jobs, or hinder operations. They're being proposed to protect all of Colorado for generations to come and hold all oil and gas facilities to the same standard.
The Air Quality Control Commission meets in Denver on Tuesday, December 17th, to consider the rules. The next public hearing is in Loveland on Monday. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.